Welcome to Season 2 of my podcast, Friends, Relationships, Careers, and MTV. More of the best stuff on earth for you, me, us.
All right. Today I have a very special guest, probably a recurring guest. And the first thing we're going to talk about is how, I guess, the declaration of people asking us for tech recommendations and then making us prove that that's the right thing. That happens to you a lot, right?
Too often, I think. Too often.
And, go ahead.
Somebody will, to paint the picture, the generic scene, someone comes and asks about what insert gadget should they buy. And as soon as I start getting into the details of what I like or what I think would really fit them, somewhere along the line is, oh, but my coworker bought this one and he really loves it. And I find myself kind of, really digging deep and trying to convince them with everything that I got that they should buy, my choice versus their coworker or their uncle or whoever in passing has mentioned that they own this other gadget that does the same thing. And I start to reflect on why am I putting all this effort towards this person? I should have just said, yeah, get this one. It's the best.
Yeah.
And made my life simple.
It's a big problem for us because people are always kind of hitting us up for, should I get this phone? Should I get this computer? Should I get this television? And then we're always having to sort of defend it.
You know,
more importantly, what bothers me is that they've done no research. And then they'll ask questions that could be done with a cursory sort of internet search. And then all of the things that they ask is like, just do a little bit of research and I can just point you in my opinion, right?
Yeah. What I would prefer is if someone were to approach me, I've narrowed it down to these three. These are the reasons why I like each of the three.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts. What would you do? How would you make the choice? Instead of, my something broke and I need a new one. And I want which one should I get?
Yeah.
So how do we
stop this? What's your sort of opinion on how to stop it?
You know, I think the best way is you've got to kind of gauge who's receiving this. I know that some people, when I explain stuff, I could explain smartphone cameras for 30 minutes and some people will receive everything that I throw out. They'll take it into consideration, they'll discuss it. But that's one in 100 people on a lucky day.
If even, yeah.
So I don't think giving every single of those 99 other people that same 30 minutes of cell phone camera discussion is going to even, it's not going to give them any good. It's not going to give me any good. So I think there's a little bit of having to gauge, like, is this person going to receive this or not? But I think instead of giving everybody the 30 minute spiel, I think give everybody the 30 second spiel. And if they ask more questions or if they seem engaged, then maybe they're that one in 100 person. But I think it's being self-aware to dial back. I mean, I get excited talking about this stuff. If someone's like, hey, I've got $1,000 and I want to buy a stereo system, I could spend a week sending them things and talking about it and going to stores, listening to things. I mean, I love that stuff. But they might not. They might.
You know what I found is that the number one sign is that when you send somebody all these links and send them all these places and they hit you back with like the three word, I'll look at it later email. And it's at that point when I'm like, okay, fine. I'm done here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, I just put in, 20 minutes of my day looking up all these appropriate links for you. And if you didn't look at them correctly or you didn't want to look at them and then you never respond to them, that's the number one sign I'm out.
Oh, yeah, it's killer. And you know what? We need to stop doing that 20 minutes. We need to say, ask them, okay, so what have you looked at so far? Okay, yeah. So where have you gone so far? And if they say nothing, well, go to Google, go to whatever websites, find a couple links that you can send me.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I'm just like, I just really want to work with interested parties who are ready to take action.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. And the worst thing is defending a recommendation. If someone asks for a recommendation, I don't care in what. Like, I don't do this. When I say, oh, I'd like to go get a pie, and someone says, oh, you should try Marie's Pie Diner down the street. Like, I say, thank you. Oh, I didn't know that they were there. Oh, that's great. Have you eaten there before? I don't say, oh, well, my coworker said that they suck and somewhere else is better. It's like, you gave me a recommendation. I asked for something and you gave it to me, and I'm thankful for that. I'm not going to put you in this awkward position where you're now trying to validate that your recommendation is good.
I couldn't agree more.
Especially, yeah, like, and it's like, I know you love desserts. I hate them. You love them. You're well versed in this area.
And we're also the type of people who, like, when we ask other people for recommendations, like, I'm going to somebody I trust already, and it's like, they know, you know, or I know they've done their research, and people should know that we've done our research. If I'm going to recommend something, I'm not just recommending it off the top of my head. Like, I've already done my research.
Yeah, I'm not tossing out just anything that could fit that requirement. I'm saying, look, this is what I know, or this is what I've read a whole bunch about, or this is what I have experienced before because my friend owns it, or I went to the store and looked at it.
Yeah.
Like, this is – I'm giving you some – this is something that you can't just get from, you know, Uncle Joe or the first hit on Google.
I 100% concur. Let's move on to our next topic, because we could really talk about this forever because we're fired up.
We could talk about it forever, and that's our New Year's – What's
declaration.
The word?
We're declaring.
Declaration. That's our declaration. Stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. We're not putting up with it anymore.
So I think the reason that we want to do what we're doing, we want to give these recommendations, is because people, humans, have this want to be a matchmaker. This want. It's like a way that we're remembered, or we like make our legacy somehow. And if you recommend something and somebody ends up loving it, somehow you get like a credit for that. It's like a point in the universe.
That's true.
And so I think that's what we're doing when we do this. And that's why we defend these things, because we know it's going to be a good match, or at least we're convinced ourselves that it's going to be a good match. And when it does happen, when you say, oh, you should totally buy the, you know, E64 2900 model, and they buy it and they love it and they use it forever, we get like karma kickbacks for every time that they, you know, love their device. But honestly, there is no karma kickback. And
we enjoy the thrill too much. We should probably not enjoy it as much. Like, don't look
exactly
for that. Don't look for that, you know, give back of, oh, you know, John gave me this recommendation. It's awesome. It's fun, but it's not something we need.
Right. Exactly. But people just want to do it. Subconsciously, we want to do that. We want to hook, you know, Susie up with Darren, because they could be a cute couple. And if they do make it, then hey, we get the pat on the back every time that they, you know, send a postcard of their happiness and love that, you know, that wouldn't exist if it wasn't for us.
I concur wholeheartedly. We just need to, it's really, so it's a little bit of ourselves and them. Because we're a little too accommodating, perhaps, would you say?
Agreed.
So here's the other thing that's happened recently. You know, we sort of are always helping people test stuff, but we're also pushing things on people. We're always pushing music, articles, books, just really anything that we're into, because we're always digging, we're always pushing. And sometimes people will actually come to us for recommendations, right?
Right.
Let's take your recent example. Hit me with your recent example.
So on Saturday, I was hanging out with some buddies, and we were listening to music. And one of my buddies says, "Man, how do you guys find new music these days? Like, where do you get new music?" And I've got plenty of different ways that I get new music, but every day I post one song to a blog, like a public blog, and so the easiest way for anyone who knows me to find new music – I mean, they may not like every single song, but it's a a for sure method to hear one new song a day is to just tune into my blog. I mean, you're already my friend. You don't, you know, want to read the three sentences that I write a day and listen to the new song. If you're someone who's in the position of, gee, I haven't found any new music today or this lately, and I'm looking for an outlet in which I can find new music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess people like doing their own digging. If something's spoon-fed to them, they don't feel as rewarded.
Well, that's not what we're talking. We're not talking about people who like to do their own digging. We're talking about people who don't dig, but then will ask us. But we're constantly sharing. We're constantly putting stuff out there.
Right.
And you know, it's like, I would love to read something. I'd love to hear something. I'd love to. What's a great movie? We already have all these things out there.
Is yeah.
That right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I guess I'm trying to think, like, why would somebody not want to hear our recommendations? I mean, they're already friends with us, so that we know they don't hate us.
Right.
We know that they don't hate us, or we could assume that.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, like, or TV shows, or series, or movies, or books, or even articles. A lot of times I'll email articles to friends, and it's not like emailing it to my entire address book.
No.
There's like six email addresses on here. These are people that I've handpicked that I think if they spent the 7 minutes to read this and look at the pictures, they are going to get just as big as a kick out of it that I did.
Yeah.
And I'll maybe get one response back or two. This is like them coming to me and saying, hey, I'm interested in something. What do you've got? Well, how do I find this? Or do you have any good books? It's like, oh yeah, well, I just read three great ones. I wrote about them. Would you like to read that? No.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't say no, but in a sense, like, their actions, they end up not reading about.
And I guess here's the thing is that, you know, there's this thing called the internet. And when you just go in there, you just look for stuff that, you know, you can very easily. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference between asking for my personal recommendation, what I really liked, and also kind of just, I would like a book to read. Look up the best of 2011 books. That's a good list.
You know?
Best
if you want
music.
Right. If you want the best New York Times seller book of the year, don't ask me.
Yeah.
Ask the New York Times.
But
if you want to know something that I personally enjoyed or read, and you know, the New York Times can't give you that. Neither can the internet, unless I've posted it on the internet.
I mean, not to sound overly, you know, mean, but it's like, We're very helpful once people show an interest. It's like, yo, this is a really great band. I heard about it on your blog. Like, we'll send them everything. Like, okay, here it is. Like, here's all the files I got, everything, right? And that works out great.
Totally.
What doesn't work out so great is when they just kind of give a generic, oh, how can I find some stuff? Like, it's right there. It's on our blog. We post it every day.
Now, are we being naive? Is this just a conversation starter with something that they know that we will talk about?
Oh.
Really? I mean, I'm posting a question here. I don't know.
Oh, like people are asking us because they know that's what we're interested in. We have nothing else to talk about.
I mean, they're like, we're approaching awkward silence. Hit the panic button. So, John, what have you read lately? Or do you have any good books? I mean, it could be a form of small talk. I don't know.
It's possible. Well, if we consider it that way, that'd make us a little too caring. Don't you think?
That's right. Yeah.
I like to keep the focus on us and our complaints.
In my example, I definitely don't feel that that's the case because this friend and I have a million things to talk about. We can talk for days and days without awkward silences. So I'm going to rule that out for that one for that one instance. So it's definitely not all the time that it's possible we could be naive.
Yeah, I concur.
To the awkward silence killer.
So basically, what do we recommend for our friends, you know, for the people who might be listening to this? Like, what's our order of operations for how we can help them and help us at the same time?
I mean, it just sounds like a losing situation to recommend something to people who are bad with their recommendation. Recommendation requests. I don't know. I think it's something that only we can control. I think it's our recommendation is something that we have to recommend to ourselves. So when a friend does this, give them a little bit, and if they want more, they'll take more or they'll ask for more.
We should give them equal effort. Whatever effort they give, that's what we will give.
I think so. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be exact equal. Sometimes you can go a little bit above. Sometimes you can go a little bit below.
Yeah.
But I would definitely try to keep it as, you know, as equal as possible.
Also, I want to point out that how maybe we're maybe talking to the wrong audience sometimes. Because if we're going to an audience of people who are like us as people, but may not be interested in things we like, as we found when we go online to find other like-minded people, they soak that up, as our recent experience has taught us. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Like you go on to Twitter with your music blog, people are soaking it up right away. You know, you don't have to fight them tooth and nail. They're just like, I'm in. Let me send you some tracks. Let me retweet you. Let's do some of this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's where some of our energy should go instead.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I think finding the right circle is it's going to fall on deaf ears if it's the wrong circle. No one cares.
Right.
I've got a vintage audio hobby. And so I've got audio equipment, speakers, amplifiers that are older than me and my friends. And nobody cares. They think that they're ugly, they're big, they're bulky. But there are online forums and communities that think that this is the bee's knees. Oh my gosh, you've got that model or you've got those speakers. And in that audience, in that circle, it's great to share and talk. And there's pages and pages and threads with thousands of pictures. But with the wrong circle, i.e. my friends, they're like, oh man, here he goes again. Stupid old stereo stuff. It's all made of wood. Oh man.
We need to recalibrate where our energies are going.
Exactly. I think focus is the number one our number one focus.
Well said. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for using my new microphone, being our very first podcast, as is appropriate, to get my new podcast up and running.
You're coming across very clear. I have to say, as a audio lover, it's music to my ears hearing you on a nice mic.
Maybe I need to get you a microphone, send you a little snowball.
Oh, boy.
They're half price now, you know. That's why I got this one, finally.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So maybe if you don't have a microphone, we'll get you a little mic and we'll get you set up.
I am talking on a headset that was built for like gaming.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
It's weird for me to sound better than you, to be honest.
It's weird for me in this situation as well. Hopefully it doesn't last too long.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you for coming.
All righty. I'll check you later.